Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Fuad Mubashir not taking part. He has mixed feelings about it.
As Muslims, we believe that he's our president. We don't believe what he says about Muslims or some of his policies, but he's an elected president of the United States. You know, come out here against his policies rather than going against him as a president.
Outside Trump International Hotel by Columbus Circle, Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
It's hashtag not my president's day. People are out there celebrating the president, but not really celebrating the president, because celebrating the president is before this president. Because we don't like this president. The president's a bad guy. The president's horrible. The president's evil. The president's bad. The president's mean. The president. Get over it. Get over yourself. Please, please, just get on. I don't know how you. Again, I have never been as so compelled in my life to go somewhere and to stand around holding a sign about something I'm not happy with. Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm weird. I don't know. Have you ever protested in your life, Producer Phil? Ever once protested?
No, but I did go to a couple of events once.
Yeah, you go to events, but you're going to events because you're there with a chick that you're trying to get with. Am I correct?
I wanted to see the band. I didn't care about whatever cause they were promoting.
Nah, see, there was something. There's always something to it, right? Like, there's always something, especially for guys. You watch the guys that are there for real, but you watch the guys that are there. I was like, she's here. You're trying to get with the girl. That's why you're there. Every guy's been to the church that he would never go to, but he's there because he likes the girl. Every guy's been to a bunch of horrible, crappy movies, and every guy has protested because some girl got him to protest. You should care about this. Oh, my God, I can't not care about this. It's the only thing I care about. I don't even sleep at night. I care so much about this. This keeps me awake. He's lying. He's absolutely lying. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. I'm going to say that, you know, and we got the girls, Diamond and Silk, coming on here in about 20 minutes, bottom of the hour or so. And Trump this weekend got out the bubble, right? He bounced, flew on the jet, landed in Florida, 9,000 people there, gives a nice speech, does what Trump does, talks about how bad the media is, how unfair the media is, talks more about stuff. I have said, and I got a guy pushing back on me yesterday. I got a guy pushing back on me this morning. I have people pushing back on me all the time because I think the fight with the media is stupid. I just don't think you need to do it. There's times when you can point some stuff out, and I'm fine with that. But you don't damn all of the media. We need an unbiased media, which we don't always have in this country. I'm the first one to say that. I'm absolutely the first one to say that. But the truth is, the media is the media. They are the ones who get us information. I had one guy today say, where did you get your information? I said, well, I have sources. Look, I've been in this business long enough, been around long enough that, you know, you develop relationships with people. Well, who are those people? They're always unnamed. Of course they're unnamed. That's supposed to be unnamed, right? You don't out your source. If you out your source, not only is your source never going to be your source again, there's going to be no other sources. Nobody is going to tell you anything ever again. I have people that have worked in several administrations, and they throw stuff out there. They want it to get out. People say, how do you know it's chaos? How do you know he likes it? How do you don't know? Well, I've listened to Hannity or Rush, and they're much better Americans. One person said to me today, they're much better Americans than you. Like, what are you talking about? Are you insane? Is there a grading system? Is there? Producer Phil, is there some sort of grading system we don't know about?
I don't know, Chad. The results really aren't in yet.
They're inconclusive. We've spoken to the doctor. They're inconclusive. We're going to have to run some American tests on you. It's just silly. It is. Look, if I'm Trump, the best revenge you can have is what? Be successful. You see the people protesting. You see that most of those are social issues. But if people have jobs, if they got more money in their pocket, if they're not worried about tomorrow because you've taken care of today, and they realize tomorrow's going to be better, and so on and so forth. if you start to deal with some of these issues that you said, the repeal and replace of Obamacare, trying to get prescription drug prices down, trying to get Obamacare and the numbers up, but the premium numbers down, trying to do all of these things and doing them in such a way that you're actually able to get some of these things through, a comprehensive reform on immigration, all of this stuff. If you're able to do that, everything else will take care of itself. Everything else takes care of itself. 110%. You got to be willing, though, to just do it, right? You've been in the job for a month. I don't think you deserve to be impeached. I think that talk is insane. You haven't broken any laws. This whole talk about Russia is just that. It's talk. People in the intelligence community said there's nothing to see here. The same people that are telling the people that, look, Russia was somewhat involved, but not enough to sway any of this. And people are like, well, see, Russia was involved, so you need to impeach him. Calm down. You can't have it both ways. You can't. All right? You believe the intelligence community when you feel the right. Oh, it's right for me to believe now. Well, they said this. Well, then I don't believe him anymore. It's the pick and choosing of your science, right? Same people that believe that vaccines give kids autism are the same people that believe that, you know, global warming is caused by all man-made global warming. That's all it is. Not natural. It's nothing natural here. Nothing. Nothing natural. Science. What about this settled science? Well, that's a different kind of settled science. That's not regular settled science. Pick and choose. Pick and choose. Just be the president. Don't care about your numbers. Don't care about any of these other things. Just be the president. Go out there. Knock them dead. Bring in... And do the things you said you were going to do. And guess what? It takes care of itself. You'd be surprised how much those things take care of yourself. If you are sitting in a position where you got money in your bank, you're going to get a raise, you're thinking about buying a new car, you're not worried about debt anymore, things seem to be a little bit easier. We got a handle on at least trying to stem the explosion of the cost of health insurance, that there is some way, shape, or form a plan to deal with immigration. If all of these things start to happen, you know what? People stop bitching and moaning. All you need to do is do the things you said you were going to do. If 4 years from now, you've done a good portion of the things you said you were going to do, you got nothing to worry about. You want to be president again? You'll be president again. This will all be noise. And I'm glad he got outside of the bubble because I think it can get absolutely, I mean, it bogs you down, right? Just the thought process all day that everybody out there in this area especially is against me. Even some friendly fire coming from certain places. Getting out of that bubble and getting somewhere where you see friendly faces, where you see people that are there because they like you, they vote you, they believe for you. If you look at the numbers, while his numbers aren't amazing, because he always wants to point them out in some areas, I'll tell you what, the numbers amongst the people that voted him in are huge. Huge. They're bigly. That's how big they are. They're not just regular. They're super bigly. So serve that revenge cold. Serve that revenge on all of these people who think you're going to be a failure. I want my president to succeed. I didn't want Obama to fail, and I sure in hell don't want Trump to fail. I want him to be an unmitigated success. I want us to look back and go, it started out rocky, but once it got rolling, the Trump train picked up and motored. And we're sitting in a great position. I want that to happen. And he's going to get some legs. They're going to get some of those sea legs. Things are going to start to turn around. You're seeing less and less strife and turmoil. It takes time. It's all new. And let's be real. The media is not giving him at all that kind of honeymoon period that most presidents get. What do they say? It's about 7 months of a honeymoon period. He didn't get 7 minutes. By the time he said Hillary Clinton called me and conceded, it started. And that was 6 weeks before he became president officially. And it has been a battle since. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Covering all kinds of stuff today. Diamond is still going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We're still talking a lot about Milo Yiannopoulos, of course, the scourge of the left, I think it is, right? He has gone after the left. He has just been a thorn in their side. Free speech gets blasted and essentially gets taken down from top to bottom in every way, shape, or form when it comes to the fact that he said something about underage sex. And now Simon & Schuster stepped away from him. Breitbart may be stepping away from him. There is a lot of CPAC is canceled. There's a lot of fallout from this, and we'll be talking about that throughout the night. You can chime in 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. What's next? Do it every single day at this hour. We're going to talk about what's next for the world leaders as they approach the Donald and how they're going to deal with him. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see what's next.
You know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
What's next? You say? We're world leaders. Look, you're a world leader. You're sitting over here. You're trying to figure out what in the hell is going on. What's going on? It's crazy, right? I mean, you've got all this stuff happening with this president. You've got him fighting with the media. You've got all of this stuff that you're hearing come out of, you know, our media. You're hearing coming out of the administration. You're hearing it coming out of you know, just social media. It's crazy. You're trying to put it all together because let's be real. We are the most important of all the nations. Trump says one thing. Media says something else. Administration may say something else. The intelligence community is saying something else. You've got protesters everywhere, and you are the leader of whatever nation, and you're going, what? But, huh? So what's next for world leaders? I'll tell you what's next for world leaders. He's going to dazzle them. One thing that all of them have said, by and large, is you meet him, it's a wholly different thing than when you're trying to go off perception, right? When you're trying to go off certain perception and what you see in the media is not always true, as we well know. But to a person, even right and left, the people that meet Donald say he's very charming. He's very charismatic. Lots of reminders of somebody like a Bill Clinton who had that. Makes you feel like you're the only cat in the room. And that is what the Donald has going for him. He has an understanding of stuff. Remember, he plays a game. Much like Milo, and we'll get to him a little bit later, has played a game. He plays a game, too. Not everything is always as it seems. Not everything is always as it seems when it comes to him. So each person that is going to be coming to Trump or Trump going to them to talk about certain things, it is going to be a very much a one-on-one situation. Every relationship will be a little bit different. I think President Obama's relationships were, by and large, I think very sterile. I think, by and large, they were very much a business relationship. I think with him, you saw with Theresa May, you've seen it with Bibi Netanyahu, you saw with Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, is these are relationships that he is forging as almost the kind of thing like, hey, we're getting to know each other. You know what we could do? Let's hang out at Mar-a-Lago. Like, let's go golfing. Let's hang out. Let's be pals. You want to be pals? We could totally be pals. Pals would be cool. Let's be pals. I like to be pals. And I think that is something that is very appealing to some people. You're getting to know a little bit better. You're getting to know certain things about him. What's next for world leaders? Yes, there's a bit of fear there. Not so much that they fear that he's going to do anything crazy. But the truth is, they're wondering how their people are going to react to certain situations based on what Trump says or does. What's next for world leaders is sit back, relax, and get ready to talk to him. That's it. He's putting people in place to do certain things. And I think here's the other thing that I don't think a lot of people take into account. Some of these world leaders are very reminiscent of other world leaders that they've had in the past, a very reminiscent of the old guard, and they look at Trump as something that is stoking a populism, a nationalism, a certain sense of let's take our country back from these old codgers who've run it for years and start to give it back to the people. And that scares them. If anything scares them, it's that. Because he is something wholly different. So they're going to be watching him for several reasons. What is he going to be like when I meet him? And how is our relationship going to be, not only to me, but to our country? And secondly, is he going to start doing some things that makes either my people uncomfortable or makes my people pissed that I'm not doing them? And because of that, I may have to change a bit of who I am. That's what's next for world leaders and Trump. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. We're watching the Milo stuff, Milo Yiannopoulos today. Really kind of just hit it hard. He just tweeted out, I've been through worse. I will survive this, something of that nature. Of course, if you haven't heard, Milo, who has been kind of the right's kind of, I don't even know what you call him, right? Like he is their, the right loves him. He's kind of their mascot. He's gay. He's conservative. He writes for Breitbart. He goes to college campuses. He pisses off all of these snowflake generations and a lot of the liberal progressive media. He's on Bill Maher, but all of a sudden something surfaces about underage sex, and he's caught up in the scandal saying certain things on a podcast that has now blown up and has seen him lose his Simon & Schuster deal, seen him pulled from CPAC. Now there's the potential he could be gone from Breitbart. And it will be growing over the next couple days, over the next 24 hours. But he seems to be the kind of person that I think is going to run at this, and he'll take all comers, and he'll talk to people about it. I don't think he's going to be one of these people that checks himself into a rehab. I could be wrong, right? Because isn't that the standard operating procedure, right? Is you know, your modus operandi is, uh-oh, I'm caught, so I got to get to a rehab of some sort. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. They have been on the Trump train since day one, since him coming down the escalator. They have been driving the train in many ways. They're going to join us next, Diamond and Silk. We're going to call in. We're going to talk to them about the first month. We're going to get their feeling on what's going on with the press in them and how the fight is getting ugly. And is there any way to bridge that gap? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I hear your voices, and I promise you I will deliver. I promise that. And by the way, you've seen what we've accomplished in a very short period of time. The White House is running so smoothly. So smoothly. And believe me, I and we inherited one big mess. That I can tell you.
Ah, yes. The president giving his big speech, a rally, something you don't see very often. Not nowadays. President usually just holds up in the D.C. area and takes his trips when he can. Not this president. Trump out there this weekend joining us now. Two ladies who I believe, if I'm correct, ladies, were you guys there this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we opened up. Yes, we were in Florida.
You opened up Diamond and Silk, opening up for President Trump. How does that feel?
Oh, well, we so used to it, honey. It was amazing. It was amazing. It felt like we was at a family reunion.
That's right.
With all of our brothers and sisters on the Trump train.
On the Trump train. Speaking of the Trump train, it's been officially 1 month. Since the president has taken over, and give us a sense of your feeling so far and the job that he is doing as president of the United States.
Well, first of all, I think he is doing an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had to be out there with we the people. He was elected by the people, so he had to come back and be with the people, and it's amazing. I will give him an A++++.
Plus.
Because he's doing what he said he was going to do.
That's right.
And he's done more within the past 4 weeks than the previous president done in 8 years.
That's right.
And so people don't know how to take this president because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to do it. He's still getting, okay, we're going to get this here.
That's
done.
Right.
And you got some people on the left saying, well, he don't have to do everything he said he was going to do. He don't have to do everything.
But this is what doing it looked like.
That's right.
You know what? You're absolutely right, talking to Diamond and Silk. He's said all along, this is what I'm going to do. Now he has gone and done that, and people are freaking out today. A lot of people marching in the streets, hashtag not my president, and I just sit there and laugh because whether you like it or not, he's still your president. The media last week, obviously, ladies, has come hard for him, and he's come at them, and we do need a strong media in this country. We shouldn't have biased media, but we do, but not everybody is a liar. How does he walk a tightrope, ladies? You guys have spent time with him. How does this president, Diamond and Silk, walk a tightrope? Because we need to have a strong media. We can't just say everything the media says is a lie. There's got to be some sort of give and take.
But remember, he's not saying everything that they say is a lie. They're biased. You have some media outlets that are biased. They are working. They have a political agenda, and they're trying to influence the American people, and it's not working.
Right.
The more they try, it don't work. They try something else. We want free press, not control press. That's all we want.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be biased in your reporting. If the sky is blue, report the sky is blue.
That's right.
Don't twist it. Don't turn it. Don't make it look like somebody else made it blue. That's what some media outlets do. Everything that President Trump is doing, you can have the media take it and they do a negative twist on it.
That's right.
And people are tired of that.
That's right.
We are tired of that as Americans. The president is tired of that. So he has to give them a spanking and then dare them to cry about it.
That's right. And President Trump is everybody's president except the illegal immigrant.
That's right. So, if you over here illegal, then maybe you have a right to say he's not my president. That means you go home to your president.
That's right.
But if they out there in the streets and they live in America and they are American and you live in these United States, then he is your president. And these snowflakes, you know, so spring is coming soon. They're going to melt away soon.
That's right.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here as they were out there this weekend in Florida. With the president, of course, you guys have been on the Trump train since I said earlier, you know, the minute you saw him coming down the escalator, you guys were the first ones. You had your tickets. You're on board. You're ready to roll. And you've been there with him from top to bottom. Now, my thing is this. I think you need to get out of the bubble. I think going to Florida this weekend, I think it was a great idea. Sometimes even if it's Trump, you got to get out there and you got to see the people because it's good to see some friendly faces and realize you're doing it for them, not for the media elites, not for the people in D.C., but you're out there trying to bring jobs back to America, trying to do all of these things for America and Americans. I think it was good for him to get out there and see that this is happening. But, you know, in saying all of that, you look at the protesters and stuff. As a human being, it still has to wear on you sometimes. That, you know, no matter what you do, some of these people are just never going to be happy, even if you do the things that turn their life around.
You don't try to make them happy. You let them melt away.
That's right.
And while they're melting, other people will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, President Trump is the 45th president. He won fair and square. And when we see these liberals out in the streets acting a fool, it just makes more people want to come off of that Democratic plantation and vote for President Trump the next 4 years.
That's right.
You get it. Because people are tired of this. You have even some on the left. I'm tired of this. Wait a minute. You may not like it, but he's our president, you all. Come on, we got to deal with this and keep it moving. You know, you got people that's tired of seeing these people out in the streets protesting. You hold your finger, you cry, oh my gosh, like a gentle snowflake, I got to go protest. Oh, he said this, I got to go protest. Where was all of this protesting at when Obama was in office?
Mm-hmm.
Where was all of this protesting at then? Oh, the crickets, not a sound. Now all of a sudden everybody want to protest because he want to build back the inner city. We got to protest that because he's securing our country. Oh, we got to protest that because we don't like that. Well, when somebody come in here and chop your head off, now who you going to blame?
They're going to be
when somebody come in here and want to gun you down, now who you going to blame? Because you have a president that's trying to help you.
That's right.
Not hinder you. So they need
you
to
know what you talk.
That.
You talk about the inner city, and I said, you know what? As let's be real, the Republicans have not had a great time with the inner city and the African American voters. But I think there's a – I said last week, I think there's some quiet optimism. And the people won't say out loud because of the fact that the backlash that comes, and I'm sure the backlash you guys get from a lot of people out there who get, you know, mad because they feel like you've turned on them and you've turned on your own people, which is silly. But is there gaining kind of this quiet momentum that, hey, you know what? We're going to see some jobs. We're going to see some better paying jobs. He may actually keep us safe and turn this thing around. And what are the Democrats to do then?
Absolutely. I like how you said that, a quiet, something quietly going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quiet momentum. People are still on the Trump train, and people are still coming over in droves because they know that he is going to do something. He's about to do something.
That's right.
Look at the stock market. Look at the stock market.
Dow.
And that tells you, look at the Dow. It tells you that something good is happening. And people are ready to see this here breakthrough. Now, let me tell you what's wrong with the left. What's wrong with them, they are afraid they're going to start looking like fools.
That's right.
President Trump going to have them all looking like fools because here you is. You've been in office all of these years, and you ain't done nothing.
That's right.
Not one thing. And I get here, and within a matter of 4 weeks, I done did this, I done did that, I done did this. We going to, listen, while the left is stuck in a fight, we going to be stuck in winning again and again
and again
and again.
That's right.
Talking to Diamond and Silkers, we talk about the first month with Trump. You guys give him an A+. Immigration is obviously a big thing, and this just goes to show you some of the craziness. ICE has said, look, we haven't ramped anything up yet. We're getting, you know, the orders, and we're talking to people. But the difference is with Obama, nobody followed us around with cameras. We're doing everything the same way right now. It is business as usual, yet they're demonizing Trump as this guy who's already kicking down doors and throwing people out in this, you know, out across the border to wherever they came from. And that goes to show you the craziness. But the immigration thing is going to be huge because there is, you know, what is he going to do with DACA? Is he going to get, you know, is he going to throw everybody out? Is there going to be a fix that has a happy medium? What's your sense of what may take place over the next, you know, 6 to 10 weeks?
Well, what I do know, these criminals, the ones that's committing a criminal act, even if you're walking around with a fake Social Security and you're trying to car and you're trying to pass it off as yours, somebody need to go out there and tell the illegal immigrants that is against the law, that's a crime.
That can get
you thrown out of this country now, okay? He is going to get rid of these criminals, these gang members, these people that's doing these crimes. I don't care if it's little petty crimes, you up out of here.
That's right.
The first thing he's going to do. And then they're going to take and they're going to look at some things, and I'm quite sure that they're going to get together and bust this all up and make this here where it's an even balance. It's a balance, but we're going to follow the law, and we're going to enforce the law.
That's right. And if you are an illegal immigrant, you committed your first crime when you crossed that border illegally.
That's right. Absolutely.
So you're still a criminal.
So some of them think, well, I was only walking around with a fake driver's license or a fake Social Security card. Well, if we do that as Americans, we're going to jail. We're getting in trouble.
That's right.
You cannot do that. That is against the law.
Talking to Diamond and Silk. Last question, ladies. I'll let you guys jump. Appreciate you coming on today. So we've got all this stuff taking place. What's the next big thing? I think tax reform has to be something he tackles. You know, I think people saying, well, he really needs to get on a repeal and replacement. I look at that more as the Republicans should have been on that for the last 7.5 years. That's that big, giant, you know, lump of turd is sitting right there with them. They should have been on this. Trump wasn't president 16 months ago. They told us over and over again, we've already got one here ready to repeal and replace once it's our time. It's your time. You guys should have been ready. But he can get on tax reform. And I think that needs to be his next big one, because with the momentum of the optimism the people are having with the economy, this will be the next step towards that.
It really will be. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe that will be the next thing that he tackle is tax reform. People going to have some ching-ching in their pockets.
That's
when
right.
he do. So, yes, tax reform, and then repealing and replacing Obamacare. Whichever one comes first, it doesn't make me any difference.
But whatever he do, give him the opportunity to do it without all of this opposition so things can get done. Because now we all get to see who's been keeping this country stagnated.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that's wanting to do the same thing and not want to go against the status quo.
Right.
And that's what we love about President Trump. He's not afraid to go toe-to-toe against the status quo.
That's right.
I love the ladies. Diamond and Silk are the name. Ladies, how things going? Where can we send people to get some goodies?
Oh, my God. We got these bling pins, Trump bling pins. You can go to the Diamond Silk Store, diamondsilkstore.com to get that. And make sure you like our Facebook page. We're almost at our million.
Yeah.
So make sure you like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter, Diamond Silk, Diamond and Silk. Or just Google Diamond and Silk.
Ladies, as always, it's great talking to you. Glad to see you out there still doing your thing. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I'll tell you what, it is, you know what, again, everybody's got their own sense. You know, I myself, again, I'm a huge fan of Trump. I want him to be successful, but I'm going to criticize where criticism is due. I respect that our last president wasn't always thrilled by a lot of the stuff he did. We didn't see eye to eye, our ideology wasn't eye to eye. But I'll tell you one thing, I wanted him to succeed. And I think, you know, and when people say you're a fan of Trump, yeah, I'm a fan of his. Just the interesting part of it. I like interesting. I think Trump's interesting. I think he's got some interesting ideas, and I think he's starting to realize that this job is huge, and it's big, and it's cumbersome, and it's not as easy as just do what I say because I'm the boss. But I'm pulling for him because I want him to succeed. And if you don't want him to succeed and you want him to fail, you're un-American. And if you wanted the last president to fail, you're un-American. Because once they're our president, and we should be behind him. You can bitch, you can whine, you can do all of those things, you can protest, but you still should want him to succeed. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all?
Little say what? His name is Kyrie Irving. He is an NBA All-Star, a world champion. Currently the point guard for the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. Last week in a podcast, he said the earth was flat. The earth was flat. There is a Flat Earth Society. For those of you who don't know, there are people out there who, as producer Phil and I have discussed, are not morons. They're not idiots. They're not people who are uneducated or who don't know how to read, drag their knuckles, you know. No, these are people who tend to be actually pretty bright people who believe the earth is flat and that somehow there is a giant, huge wall of ice all the way around this giant disc-shaped earth that if we go to the edge, we can't get to it because NASA and the powers that be keep us from looking over the other side to find out if the earth is flat or not. But this is what he was talking about because he's been quizzed on it at the All-Star game this week about whether or not the earth is flat.
You've seen pictures of the planet, though, right? Like it's a circle. So
I've seen a lot of things that have my educational system has said that was real and turned out to be completely fake. So, I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind going to Instagram in terms of my thoughts.
Yeah, he doesn't mind. And for those of you not keeping score, Kyrie spent a whopping 1 year at Duke because he knew the millions were waiting for him. I don't blame him. Duke, if you don't know, is one of probably the five hardest schools, I would say, in the country to get into. And even being an athlete, a star that he was, Duke does not bend rules and let morons in. He's a bright guy. Absolutely believes this. He does come across, though, as a bit of a conspiracy cat. Believes conspiracies are everywhere. He talked about the fact that we didn't really land on the moon, talking about Neil Armstrong's boot, actually. Take a listen.
Comparatively to the boots that there are in the museum is ridiculous.
How do you know that?
You can look it up. I look up these things all the time.
Okay.
His boot print is not the same. So you want me to really sit back after you've proven it to me? They have a picture of it and his boots side by side.
So that's one of the things he talks about. Say, what? I know. And they asked LeBron James, best basketball player in the world, how do you feel about that? He's like, if my little brother thinks the earth is flat, then that's what he thinks. We're teammates. We're friends. He's my little brother as far as I'm concerned. If that's it, everybody, of course, is giving him a bunch of guff. He's not a moron. This is one of those things where I saw a lot of people coming out today saying, this guy's an idiot. This guy's stupid. He doesn't know anything. Do you know how many people out there are conspiracy theorists? Do you know how many people out there who believe that? You know, right? Trump's a bit. He got a little touch of the conspiracy theorists. You know how many people out there, the 9/11 truthers or the walking on the moon truthers or the Bigfoot truthers? There's all these people out there, right? There's all of these, you know, people who think the world's run by, you know, God knows what, the Masons, the Knights Templar. Who are some of the other ones, Phil, who run the world?
The Illuminati?
The Bilderbergers? Yeah, the Illuminati, Bilderbergers. If you're going to build something, man, I don't want to build any. I'd love to build a burger, man. I'd love to build a burger. I'm starving, by the way. But he also talked about if there was aliens or not. Take a listen.
Kyrie Irving, do you believe there are aliens?
Yes.
I'm asking. Okay, yes.
I believe there are.
Yes. Channing Frye, do you believe there are aliens?
I don't even want to say aliens. I just want to say that there are extraterrestrial beings
100%.
That exist. Or there are other
universe.
In the universe.
Okay, now I'm going to be out there with him. I think we can't be the only ones, right? We cannot, just because we can't reach other galaxies in a timely fashion, just because we can't, doesn't mean that nobody else did. The hubris of us to think that we're it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist in that sense, but I just, come on, say, what? We're it? Oh, come on. Come on. All of a sudden we got math overnight, right? Is that all of a sudden we have an alphabet? All of a sudden we have ways. Come on. Come on. Producer Phil, you back me on this, right? We can't be the only one.
Absolutely. I firmly believe that.
Yep. Anthony, producer Anthony, yeah? Yeah. Anthony believes computers come from aliens. And he's sitting right here. So he's not that crazy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This here be the Monday President's Edition of the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.